Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another classic from our archives. In this one, we discuss the strange and strangely widespread fascination we humans have with something so gross as popping zits. Hi, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Most people don't like having pimples. In fact, acne treatment is a nearly $5 billion a year global industry. But for many, there's a silver lining to the errant unwanted zit. Eventually, if you're patient, strategic, and delicate, you'll get to pop it just right. Don't worry, no one's judging. I'm certainly not. Despite or perhaps because of the gross-out factor, there's even a major online presence of pimple-popping videos, like those put up by dermatologist Dr. Sandra Lee, perhaps better known as Dr. Pimple Popper, whose YouTube channel has more than 3.5 million followers. Whether or not watching other people's bodily fluids get expressed is your personal jam, popping your own zits is usually a cathartic experience. So, why? As with just about everything we do, the brain and a whole smorgasbord of chemicals are involved, so the human response to zit popping is more complicated than we thought. Zit management often captures our attention, not like kittens do because looking at them is pleasant, but rather the opposite. We're disgusted by it. The emotion of disgust is a powerful, multifaceted, often contradictory instinct. We spoke via email with Purdue University professor Daniel Kelly, the author of Yuck, The Nature and Moral Significance of Disgust. He said, "You make that yuck face. You tend to think of the disgusting thing as contaminated and contaminating, polluted. You get that flash of nausea and emotional frisson. But you also tend to keep an eye on, keep track of, whatever it is that triggered your disgust. So disgusting things also attract and capture attention. It's just part of the way the psychological system works, how it's able to do its job well." As a result, this inherent disgust causes us to pop the zit or watch the zit-popping video. We also e-conversed with Matt Traub, a psychotherapist in California who specializes in the psychological aspects of skin conditions. He said, for many people, pimple popping comes from a compulsion to ensure that their skin looks and feels smooth. They view any irregular patch or bump, such as a pimple, as an imperfection that must be removed. But there's also a pleasurable side to getting the pus out of a big zit. Florida-based neuropsychologist Rhonda Freeman says that positive sensations associated with pimple popping actually begin well before the act is committed. She said via email, prior to popping the pimple, there might be the sensation of wanting to engage in the act. The neurotransmitter dopamine is at play at this stage and may fuel some of the anticipatory excitement of going for the zit. This can cause a person to feel stimulated as the system is ignited into action. Stimulating because it could be gross, and there's the possibility of pain, and it might get messy. The fun is hardly over before it begins, however. She continued, once the pimple is popped, there is often the immediate sensation of pleasure and relief. This is probably thanks to the liking or hedonic response from the reward system. And that reward system is some serious stuff. The neurotransmitters in action at that point are endogenous opioids, which double as natural painkillers and generally just make us feel good. Then there are those people who enjoy popping other people's pimples. This urge is as old as time and is commonly seen in primates. Dr. Freeman explained, primates are very social creatures and experience the release of oxytocin when engaged in the act of grooming. We have the same neurochemical release when we groom each other. However, it's not all golden. Psychotherapist Traub said, if you are stressed or anxious, pimple popping can give temporary relief, but doesn't address the underlying issues. Instead of dealing with the actual problems, pimple popping can be a quick fix that makes you feel like you're resolving an urgent matter or source of stress. He also noted that excessive pimple popping is a way that some people abuse themselves, especially those who are being picked on by others, whether at home, work, school, or so on. He said, popping your pimples can be a strategic behavior to give you a sense of control over yourself. By literally picking on yourself, you can feel some control over the unwelcome behavior of others. Your skin can become a metaphor, with pimples acting as a message of inferiority. Clearing those pimples can provide relief. For a substitute, you might try popping bubble wrap. The act of popping those plastic pieces releases muscle tension, effectively reducing stress. It has also been shown to facilitate calmness and attentiveness. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Do We Love to Pop Zits? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.